Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. More and more colleges these days are devoting significant resources to encourage student entrepreneurs. Our next guest and his partner, for example, are senior business majors scheduled to graduate in 2018 who plan to devote their careers full-time to expanding their fish oil sales and distribution company that they started while students participating in a college initiative with the country of Iceland. Sean Edwards is co-owner and CEO of Lisi US, based in Conway. Today he's in our studio. Sean, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, before we get started on the background and everything, you might want to spell the name of the company for our listeners.
Yeah, for sure. It's a Lisi, spelled L-Y-S-I. That is Icelandic, meaning light. Cod liver oil was actually used to light lamps in old Nordic countries, and so that's where the name Lisi originates.
And so, Sean, are we talking about the bottles of capsules that we see at Walmart, for example?
No, we aren't actually, Mike. So we're starting in the U.S. market with just the oil. The good news is that we have very pure cod liver oil with excellent tasting lemon and lemon mint flavors. Capsule absorption is going to be between 45 and 50%, whereas your body is going to use almost 100% of the liquid as it's absorbed throughout.
Well, tell us a little bit about how all of this got started, you and a fellow student there and the University Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Florence, just about an hour away from Coastal, and then Ross, who's our CFO, is from Maryland, actually. And so we are in a business program at Coastal Carolina called the Wall Fellows Program, and it's a two-year program dedicated to help young students have executive careers right after college. And so the project initially was based in the Wall Fellows, and we were just doing a bunch of different consulting projects for Icelandic companies. And it slowly turned from just a project into a full-on business expenditure. And so what happened was we talked more and more with Iceland, and they thought that it'd be a decent idea for us to put together a business plan. And we did that, and we pitched it in Iceland, and here we are now.
So what project were you working on?
Lisi is actually the world's leading producer of fish oil. So they're in 70-plus countries, own a 10% market share in fish oil, provide over 35% of the world's cod liver oil. So that was just something that was really interesting to me. And the project initially was just going to be a branding strategy because although they are in 70-plus countries, they're not in the U.S. market, which is kind of rare for an international company. Initially, we're just creating a branding strategy for their entrance. Then we ended up deciding to go full force and actually do it ourselves.
Why were they not in the U.S.?
They initially were planning on coming to the U.S. when they first started in 1938. They actually founded the process of modern-day fish oil refinement. So that was going to come to the U.S., but then, you know, some wars happened, blah, blah, blah. And so that they ended up going throughout Europe, but not really to the U.S., and they are bulk in some places in the U.S., but not under their brand name.
And so what is involved in inking a sales and distribution contract like this with a foreign company and starting a business here in the U.S.?
They are very relationship-based. So the first thing that you have to do is establish a relationship that you're a good person, that you're going to act ethically. Secondary to that is competence. I guess whenever we went to Iceland and we pitched it, you know, Ross and I spent a lot of time preparing the business plan and getting everything ready.
And so what is the plan from here?
To make Lisi number one in the U.S., just like they are pretty much everywhere else in the world. First, we are really focusing on small stores, and that could be a healthy food store. We're also really interested in both chiropractic and nutritionists. We're offering that first in South Carolina, and then we plan to quickly expand from there through the Carolinas on the East Coast. And we have already gotten some interest from some other larger companies, so we do plan to expand over the next year.
Now, will you need to warehouse these products yourself here in the U.S., or will they be shipping directly from Iceland?
So we will warehouse the products here, but everything from seed to bottle is done excellently in Iceland. And so they will continue to do that. We will get the final product, warehouse them, and then distribute them ourselves in the U.S.
And so the port for you then, I guess, would be Georgetown?
Potentially, right now we're thinking Charleston. There's a bunch of logistical reasons that Ross would be, unfortunately, who's not here today, would be able to describe a lot more. But we're thinking Charleston, and then as we move, we'll have several ports, hopefully.
Well, Sean, very interesting story. Thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Yeah, it's been great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Sean Edwards is co-owner and CEO of Lisi US, based in Conway. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.